kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Muling nagningning ang ganda ng mga kandidata ng Miss Mardi Gras International Queen 2024 mula sa mga bansang Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, Pilipinas at iba't ibang estado ng Australia ang siyam na kandidatang lumahok sa pageant na ginanap nitong 24 ng Pebrero sa Orion Function Center sa Campsie, New South Wales. Ito na ang 14 na taon ng pagtatagisa ng ganda, talento at talino ng mga miyembro ng LGBTQI+ community sa pangunguna ng Flagcom and Friends na pinamumunuan ni Albie Prias at Charles Chan. Ngayong taon, nakuha ni Melanie Ngo ng Vietnam ang titulong Rainbow Princess. Ang Malaysian transgender woman naman na si Noor Sajat ang nakakuha ng titulong Pink Triangle Princess. Habang tinanghal na Miss Mardi Gras International Queen 2024 si Hershey Hernandez na pambato ng Cavite sa Pilipinas.
I cannot believe that I won the crown for tonight. I'm representing Philippines and thank you for all the people who support me. For me, winning this pageant is a platform for human diversity, equality, the acceptance of the LGBTQI+ in community. That having this pageant, it means we already acceptance, we are enjoying, we are sharing the talents, the skills, and the knowledge that we have. So this platform is the best influence the people that to accept us in this society.
Ilan sa mga pangunahing advokasya niya ang pagpapalaganap ng kaalaman tungkol sa safe sex na siyang isinusulong ng malalaking grupo sa bansa, tulad ng Australian AIDS Council o ACON na sumusuporta sa event.
I'm conducting some seminar about equality and safe sex for the HIV. So such of the simple things, I can do something in my society. That's my advocacy.
Bukod sa sexual health, isa pa sa usapin na hinaharap ng mga transgender, non-binary at gender diverse communities ay ang misgendering o paggamit ng hindi akmang pronoun para sa isang tao. He, she, they. Ang pronoun o panghalip panao ay ginagamit para tukuyin ang isang tao kapalit ng kanyang pangalan. Ayon kay Charles Chan, co-founder ng Filipino Gay and Lesbian Community and Friends Organization, hindi lahat sa komunidad ay nauunawaan ang halaga ng tamang paggamit ng pronoun sa mga nakakasalamuha nila.
My name is Charles. My pronoun is he, him, his. Alam mo, Edinal, this sort of like thing has just come into the society maybe the last 3-4 years. And it's all to do because a lot of people get offended pag maling pronoun ang ginagamit mo sa kanila. Of course, sometimes dahil sa haba ng buko, people will say yes ma'am or yung ganun ba, napapagkamalan. So, and then for the transgender people naman, we have to accept that, you know, ang mentalidad nila, they're a woman or they're women. Hindi mo pwedeng gamitin na he sa kanila. Even though they were naturally born as a man, hindi natin pwedeng i-insist na he, him, or his pa rin ang pronoun nila. Sa akin, it doesn't really matter. But because we're in an age wherein we wanted to be very respectful, inclusive, at saka nabibigyan natin ng pansin yung mga minorities. So they've been clamoring for this for a long, long time. And it's about time na highlight naman natin ngayon dito sa Australia, ha? Kasi I have this experience with my friends from the Philippines. To them, pronoun doesn't really matter. So hindi pa sila naka-caught up sa atin sa mga Western world na ang pronoun is something that we actually give doon sa mga third sex or the transgender people, men or women, para maano natin yung maging inclusive naman sila para sa atin.
What's the best way to know the pronoun?
Ask them. Say, can I ask your pronoun? Like yesterday, we were at ACON. We were given badges. Just sort of like at least if we are to address you, we know if it's he, she, or they, them. So that's the best way to do that one now in our society is that if you're not sure, just ask them, hi, what's your pronoun so I can address you properly? Ang confused, madaling i-repair. Kasi if you're just confused, sometimes, okay, just make sure that, you know, when you do this, do that, or whatever, that you ask. para hindi ka na ma-confuse. For those people that refuses 100% or even a little bit less that refuse, yun ang mahirap. Ne, kumbaga, eh, we've already, you know, gone forward with the changing time, at kung nasa likod sila, well, hindi na sila ngayon yung nagtatawa, sila ngayon ang pagtatawanan kasi everybody have moved on.
Sa naging panayam ng ABC News kay Dr. Gail Crimmins mula sa University of the Sunshine Coast na nagsasaliksik at nagtuturo tungkol sa gender, sinabi nitong nagkakaroon ng malaking impact sa psychological na aspeto ng isang tao ang pagtukoy dito gamit ang maling pronoun. Kaya't inalam din natin ang saloobin ng ilang miyembro ng LGBTQI+ community sa usaping ito.
My name is Mira Bengwa and I am from Adelaide. So I transitioned when I was, I think, at 11 or 12. So I have been using she or her as a pronoun ever since. It gives you the good feelings that people recognize as you as a woman. People around you, your family, your friends, or even your colleagues, they treat you as a woman by addressing you properly like she or her. I think I'm one of the luckiest transgender women because my family and friends were very supportive, and that is something that I am very grateful, and that is something that I will...
Hello, my name is Jojo Almasora Sebastian. Well, for me, it's more about the respect that they're looking for their identity. It's not for everybody else. Like you mentioned earlier, hindi pa lahat ng tao naintindihan yon. Pero importante kasi yon para sa taong nag-a-identify kung ano yung gusto nilang pronouns. It's important for them because they find themselves with that pronoun and they identify with that. My advice for them is to have an open mind, be aware, be self-aware, and make sure that you always think of the feelings of others and how would you feel if you're in their shoes. So for me, if you do that, there's a higher chance for you to be open-minded and have the heart to accept everyone else.
Hi, my name is Ben-Hur, and my pronouns are he, they. In our Filipino culture, I think the word siya, which is they, I think it's a way that I can identify with relating to myself and also my kapusong mga Filipino. So I think for me, he, they encapsulates kind of the more feminine side as well as not so feminine as well. People ask me also, and gender fluid comes to mind as well. So I think I'd like to think that balanced po ang male and female aspects po. I'm always very gracious whenever anyone addresses me in that way because it's out of respect. But I guess I do get misgendered. Some people think I'm actually female and say ma'am, which is the opposite. But I think it's just a matter of being gracious and then just maybe correcting them if they are interested in actually knowing who I am and hopefully having a nice interaction with them.
Patuloy ang pagtutulak ng mga samahan sa mga ganitong usapin para mapalawak ang kaalaman ng mga mamamayan sa pinagdadaanan ng mga miyembro ng LGBTQI+ community mula sa mga tahanan, lugar ng trabaho at saan mang bahagi ng komunidad. Umaasa silang balang araw mawawala ang diskriminasyon at yayakapin ng bawat isa ang kanilang pagkatao.
Right, so my message to the young LGBT people, just take your time. Your feeling, your emotion is valid. Just remember that we are here. There are communities and organizations that are willing to help you and, you know, to be you and to live your truth.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.